Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know... who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And if you are a regular listener to this program, you might recognize all three of these stories as our very own Mike Hawk has covered them. Yay. You sick, salacious son of a bitch. But let's get started. This one, I believe, from earlier this week, where a man stole 67 pieces of underwear from washing lines, used them to pleasure himself, and then hung them on his, quote, masturbation tree. 27-year-old Ophis Chung, something or other, he was arrested after a driver passing by discovered a bizarre tree in the woods near his home in central Thailand. Now, he reportedly told police that when he was drunk, he would help himself to underwear belonging to women, men, the elderly, even children. A police officer there said, quote, the suspect would sniff the private garments while masturbating and then would discard them once the odor of the owners had faded. He would hang them on a bamboo clump behind the hospital. Well, the original witness spotted the strange tree while on his way to meet a friend just last Friday. Now, several residents in nearby villages, they've complained about their missing underwear, but did not know where the clothes had been, why their clothes had been stolen, or what they were used for. Now that they do know, no one could possibly feel better. Now, six villagers who believe their underwear was taken by the suspect, they have filed complaints against them, and officers have urged anyone else who thinks they were a victim of his crime to come forward. Now, he's been charged with stealing and faces a jail sentence of between 1 and 5 years, plus a fine of anywhere from, well, $47 to $237, but the underwear has been cleared from the tree and taken to the police station as evidence. So there's that guy just being weird. This is a follow-up story where a Colorado man, he has pleaded guilty. The first time we covered this guy was probably last year. And at that point, he had been suspected and arrested. Well, he has now pleaded guilty and is scheduled to be sentenced for a vile act involving a bodily fluid, we all know what that means, in cupcakes that got consumed by a guest attending a birthday party. 32-year-old Stephen Masalta, he worked at a Safeway supermarket. He recently copped to attempting to commit sexual assault on a child, which is a felony, and a pair of misdemeanor indecent exposure charges. Now, according to the plea agreement, he will serve about 2 years in jail and then be placed on 10 years on the sex offender intensive supervision probation. He'll be barred from having contact with anyone under the age of 18, and he has been locked up since his arrest earlier this year for repeatedly masturbating outside of coffee shops. Yeah. But that's not even what he was really on trial for. You see, as part of the probe of those particular incidents, police searched his phones, and they discovered videos showing him masturbating and touching his penis to donuts at what appears to be a grocery store. Now, at the time of the recordings, Masalta worked as the night stalker at a Safeway in Fort Collins, Colorado. Investigators said the food items that came into contact with his fluid and penis included strawberries in a plastic sale container, donuts, cupcakes, and a large bucket of commercial pastry frosting. And one video cop said that Masalta touches his penis to and masturbates on a batch of 12 cupcakes that were then ordered by a woman for a birthday party. Now, Safeway manager, who was shown the video images and probably does not get paid enough to have to sit through that, he believed that was, in fact, his employee, Ms. Alta, recorded in the bakery and in the freezer. Now, the female customer who had ordered a total of 24 cupcakes, which were then consumed by about 16 different people at a party, he was charged with 16 counts of attempted sexual assault since the cupcake special order label requesting sprinkles and Super Mario toys be included to show the order was likely intended for children. That was the big thing. So upon discovering the videos, detectives worked to contact the families of multiple children who ate the cupcakes. Keep in mind, he was arrested for masturbating outside of a coffee shop. When they got to his phone is when they found out that he's also doing his thing at the Safeway. And finally, you might remember this story. Mike, you brought us this one about a dad trying to bond with his son over in England. Yeah, the dad called his 13-year-old son a P-word after his son refused to have intercourse with a prostitute. So the boy's mom had reluctantly agreed to let her son have a night out with his dad at a hotel in southeast London.
What?
But when he arrived, his dad offered him cocaine and said, quote, "I've bought a brass." Now, the boy told his dad he did not want the drugs. He did not want to have sex with the woman, to which the dad responded, "Don't be a pee." Well, the two sex workers were reportedly already on their way in a taxi. When they arrived, the dad told them that their son was 18. The teenager was then taken to another room where he reluctantly allowed a 26-year-old woman to perform a sex act. I think we can figure out what that was. But in a police statement, the boy said he didn't want to and he felt disgusting afterwards. And his dad had paid the two sex workers £150 as they left. Later that night, the boy's mom received a message from the father saying, "Piss off. I'll guard him with my life. Let the boy stretch his wings." Well, when she found out what had happened, that's when the mom called the cops and the dad was arrested. But when he got to court, he insisted that he's a good father. He even said, quote, "I might not look it in your eyes. It was only because he was feeling down because he'd broken up with his girlfriend and he said he'd done all that stuff before. I genuinely have a good heart. On paper, I must sound like an absolute reprobate, but that's not the case at all." Anyway, the dad, who cannot be named to protect his son's identity, he did plead guilty to arranging for a child to engage in sexual activity and offering to supply cocaine. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. There's a lot going on here,
Ted. Dad, is that you? Ted.
Get in here, lad.
I think this is an easy one.
I do, too.
I think the guy with the masturbation tree, he sucks the least this time around based on the other two stories.
I would absolutely.
I think the guy in Colorado probably sucks the most to me.
Yeah.
Because you got people eating that.
Keep in mind, they weren't even investigating him for that. They found that out after the fact.
Dad London's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I hope
and the kid wanted nothing to do with it.
Correct. So, like,
I think
even if you're that dumb, but then your kid goes, I don't want any part of this. Okay. But I'm with you. The guy in that stole all the underwear and has their masturbation tree, very creepy, very. I know, even just saying it out loud.
I've never heard the term before this week.
They'll get new underwear. I know he stole, but all things considered.
Right, it seems like he could commit a crime, but like right now, it's like he's just a super creep.
Right.
So on this list, yeah, Miles, I'm with you. I think it's pretty simple. Masturbation tree guy sucks the least.
We should almost be able to like contact him and be like, "Hey, man, we're from a radio show in the States, and we do a thing called Who Sucks Less. You're weird, man, but on this particular day,
you did it.
You're the least offensive."
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're not that bad.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, the show of the day is coming up at 5:07. You are listening to The Men's Room.